The urgent question.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. To ask the Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs if he will make a statement on the EU ban to UK shellfish exports.
Minister.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. We have a long-standing trade in live bivalve mollusks to the EU from UK waters. This has benefited both our own shellfish industry and EU restaurants and retailers who rely on these premium products from the UK. Recently, concerns have emerged for our trade in live bivalve mollusks to the EU coming from UK Class B production waters, which have not been through purification or have not cleared testing. The European Commission has changed its position in recent weeks. They advised us in writing in September 2019 that the trade could continue. We shared the Commission's view and worked with the industry on that basis. And this included explaining that for one small part of the industry, wild harvested mollusks from Class B waters, there would need to be a pause while we awaited a new export health certificate to become available in April. But that, in line with the guidance from the EU, trade in the mollusks from farms could continue uninterrupted. We continue to believe that our interpretation of the law and the EU's original interpretation is correct, and that the trade should be able to continue for all relevant mollusks from April. And there is no reason for a gap at all for mollusks from aquaculture. However, last week, the Commission gave us sight of instructions that they've sent to all member states on the 3rd of February, stating that any imports into the EU from the UK of live bivalve mollusks for purification from Class B waters, such as the sea around Wales and the southwest of England, are not permitted. Exports from Class A waters, such as we find around parts of Scotland, may continue. Bringing an end to this traditional and valuable trade is unacceptable, and I recognise that this is a devastating blow to those businesses that are reliant on the trade. While we do not agree at all with the Commission's interpretation of the law, we have had to advise traders that their consignments may very well not be accepted at EU ports for now. I am seeking urgent resolution to this problem, and I've written to Commissioner Kyriakides today. I have emphasised our high shellfish health status and our systems of control, and I've said that if it would assist the trade, we could provide reasonable additional assurances to demonstrate shellfish health, but that this must also recognise the existing high standards and history of trade between us. It is in the EU's interest to restore this trade. Many businesses in the EU had invested in depuration equipment and are configured around managing the export of mollusks from Class B waters. We have met the industry several times, and they are, of course, extremely concerned. We're working well with the Shellfish Association of Great Britain, who are taking up the issue in meetings with European counterparts. The mollusks affected include trade in mussels, oysters, clams, and cockles. In general, the scallop trade is less affected. Scallop exports may instead undergo pre-export testing, as was the case before exit. However, we know that there are some businesses who have not traditionally been working in that way, and we are discussing with them how we may help. The issue does not affect mollusk landed into Northern Ireland. It does, however, affect movements from GB to Northern Ireland. Madam Deputy Speaker, I know that this issue will be of great concern to many exporters around the country. DEFRA will continue the technical discussions with the European Commission, and I will update the House with any developments in due course.
Stephanie Peacock.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Whoever is to blame, the fact is shellfish farmers and fishers are not able to export their most valuable product to their most important market. The rule banning imports from third-party countries of untreated shellfish from Class B waters has been in place for decades. The Secretary of State claimed in front of the House of Lords Environment Subcommittee last week that the EU had changed their position on how the rules would affect the UK. He had originally told the industry the ban would be lifted in April, as it now said it won't be. On that basis, will the Secretary of State publish and put in the House of Commons Library all of the correspondence between his department and the EU that demonstrates why he believed a change would occur? And can he explain to the House today what mechanism he expected the EU to use to make that change? The letter he has published today is welcome, but it doesn't answer these questions. It refers to contact in September 2019, when the UK's future trading agreement still wasn't clear. Many fleets are unable to sell their catches and exporters unable to ship and trade. What assessment has his department made of how many businesses and employees are affected by this situation? What provision has his department made to use some of the £23 million compensation funds that the government recently announced to support the businesses who are unable to trade, and how long will that support last? A multi-million pound industry has ground to a halt overnight. Jobs and communities are at risk. Unless this situation is resolved, the UK shellfish industry will not survive.
Well, Madam Deputy Speaker, the Honourable Lady makes reference to the evidence that I gave to the House of Lords, and indeed that's entirely in line with what I have just set out. It is the case that in September 2019, the European Commission told us that in respect of wild caught mollusks, there would be a need for a new export health certificate, and they indicated that that could not come on stream until April, when that was discussed with them more recently. But they said that the existing trade in farmed mollusks could continue under existing export health certificates. So they have indeed changed their position. Now, the Honourable Lady asked whether I will put that correspondence in the library. I'm happy to do so, indeed including the letter that I've written today to the Commission and including that earlier letter from 2019. She asks what we wanted to have changed. The answer is we don't really want anything to be changed. We simply want the European Union to abide by their existing laws. And the export of mollusks is governed by the animal health regime. It falls under Directive 2006/88/EC and Regulation 1251/2008. And those two directives and regulations are clear that the export of bivalve live mollusks are indeed lawful. The Commission appear to be now pointing to separate public health regulations, namely Regulation 853/2004 and Regulation 2019/628, and they suggest that these are the reason for a prohibition on sale. But again, that is also incorrect, because that legislation is clear. Through Article 12 of the Commission Implementing Regulation 429/628, it makes clear that it does not apply whether mollusks are exported to a depuration centre. And this is because when they're sent to a depuration centre, they are not yet food for sale. And therefore, even under the reason given by the European Commission for this change in position, that is not consistent with the EU's existing law. That is why, Madam Deputy Speaker, we will continue to raise these issues with the Commission, because under both the aquatic animal health regime and indeed the public health regulations that the EU have cited, there is no legal justification for a bar on this trade.
Sir David Amos.
This is all very disappointing and unfair, and following on from what the Honourable Lady has just said, I have many small independent fishermen and wholesalers whose very livelihoods depend on the export of live mollusks to the European Union. So I know my right honourable friend is working very hard on the issue, but will he please redouble his efforts on this? We just want the law to be upheld. So while the EU change their mind on vaccines, perhaps they'll change their minds on shellfish.
Well, my honourable friend, you know, makes an important point. We do believe that the EU have simply made an error in interpretation of the law on all of these regulations that they have cited. We're working closely with them to try to resolve this at a technical level. We don't think that the ban they put in place is at all justified, and indeed it represents a complete about turn on everything they've told us to date. We want the EU market to have access to the fantastic shellfish that we produce in constituencies like his own.